scare my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I am humbled that together as Africans, we can salute you, encourage you, and indeed walk with you together to the path of peace. I'm so delighted and happy to be walking with John Atta, one of the Sudanese leaders here in the United States. Together we cooperate and try to move forward with the African mission and work of God. I know you are back in Sudan. You are going through many, many hurdles. You're going through struggles and suffering. You are going through war and fighting. But we want to bring you, especially I want to bring you, the comforting word of Jesus. As a Prince of Peace, he brings peace not only in our hearts, but in our minds. And we want to experience that peace visibly, that we should live together in peace as one people, together under God, being led by Jesus and what he stands for his message of peace. Please, in the name of Christ, I beg you that as leaders and all of the Sudanese, South Sudanese people, that we should come together. Our people have been suffering from war and fighting for too long. It's been painful for a lot of the simple people in the villages. Because of the war, they have been dispersed into many parts of the world and Africa included. It is time, absolutely time, that the leaders, both church and civil leaders, and together with our women folk, can come together and be reconciled by the blood of Jesus, but reconciled one to another, so that again, once more, peace can be brought to our nation, that war will cease, that we will live together as brothers and sisters in spite of our differences, in spite of our debate and argument. Let us realize that we are one people. And our people need to realize and experience and live peace. Peace in the villages, in our towns, and all over. I pray that through the work of John Atta and other leaders, Sudanese leaders in this country, United States, that we'll work together. We will not leave you, no matter where we may be in this world. You are still part and parcel of us. So I encourage you, put down the guns, forsake fighting, stop disturbing and bringing pain and turmoil to our people. Leadership is never easy. Leadership comes from God, and we can exemplify leadership through reconciliation. And I'm calling on the leaders, both civil, political, religious leaders, together with our women, our mothers, sisters, to come together, sit on the table. Let us talk. Through talking, we can arrive at peace, and our disputes and our fears will all dissipate. So this is my humble message to you as your own very brother, who is concerned and indeed very, very, very eager to see that once again peace will reign in southern Sudan. Southern Sudan has been and continue to be a very important country in the entire African continent. And I'm praying that you will indeed rise up to take leadership. Rise up to take leadership and enable your young men and women, boys and girls, to be educated, to be equipped, so that they in turn will live in peace and indeed walk the path of reconciliation. I thank you. I thank you. We are there for you. We are with you at all times. We will continue to pray for you. We'll continue to lift you up in our supplication to God Almighty. May peace reign in the land of Southern Sudan. May all the leaders, political, religious, come together and forget their differences and think of the country, a nation building for the good of our people and our children, prosperity yet to come. I salute you all once again in the name of Jesus, who reconciled us through his blood that he shed on Calvary. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye for now.
Thank you so much, Dr. John Lum, for sharing your message of peace, unity, and reconciliation to the people of South Sudan. For some of you who don't know Dr. Lum, John Lum is a director of Inderik Immigrant Institute of Theology at Concordia Lutheran Church Seminary at St. Louis. Dr. Lum is originally from Gambia and is one of the influential leaders with his mission work within the Lutheran Church, bring a lot of African migrant, especially African, to be part of this church body. So, Dr. Lum, thank you so much. And if God will, we are going to call you back to share your message to the people of South Sudan again.